And we're going to listen to some Handmade Moments right now. This song is called President Trump. We'll be right back with the band. It's on 3B. It's New Rock, 104.9 The X.
With the best. Vice Vapor Lounge on 14th and J in Bentonville, reminding you that smoking is out, vaping is in. Stop smoking. Start vaping. Vice Vapor Lounge. Time for 3B, only on the X.
Stop the habit. Start vaping. 14th and J in Bentonville, Vice Vapor Lounge. There's actually a new one in Bentonville. They're expanding right across the street from Masio's Pizza in Bentonville. Vice Vapor 2. You get all your vape needs taken care of in one spot. You mention 3B Radio, you get 15% off on your purchase. We want you to stop smelling like cigarettes. Stop having to take all your money and all your hard-earned cash and throwing it down the drain. You can save money with a Vice Vapor Lounge, and you can stop the habit. Stop the nicotine altogether. Wean off of it. Your body will thank you. I was just asking everyone in the room here.
You said wean.
I just asked everyone in the room here. No one smokes in this room. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good. And, well, they're all singers. A lot of them, they sing for a living, so.
I know. In the band that you just heard, that was Handmade Moments right before we came in and started talking about vaporizing.
But, yeah, I like the song, President Trump. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, y'all.
Hello.
Welcome back to the country, too, Joel.
It was awesome. Glad to be back.
How was the travel ban?
Yeah,
I am so white that they were like, let this guy back in.
Let him back in.
Give him a pair of suspenders. Come on, get in here, buddy.
It's America, yeah. Right? Well, where did you go actually?
I went to Guatemala.
Okay, is this the first time in Guatemala?
First time in Central America, and first time in Guatemala. It was amazing.
And I saw you had a bunch of friends that live there that are there, right?
Oddly enough, I showed up, and one of my friends, a musician named Melissa Carper from Eureka Springs, was there, and she was like, "Hey, Joel, you want to come play a show with me? I'll play some country music." And I was like, "Yeah, I'd love to." And
that's awesome.
Played a few shows, and the Halls, who own World Treasures down the road. They are from Guatemala as well, and a bunch of good friends are
there. The entire town of Eureka Springs loves you guys, by the way. I got to check you guys out in Eureka at Chelsea's. The place was packed. It's off-season, by the way, there in Eureka, and the place was packed. Like, you couldn't get any more people in there, and people are going nuts. And you guys are going to be back at Chelsea's in a little bit, right?
Yes. The only reason it was packed is because we called bomb threats to every other venue. So.
That's how you do it, man.
Okay.
That's how you do it.
Stop giving the kids ideas.
We heard that Trump song, and you have kind of a story behind that. And a lot of people, you know, you wrote this song kind of a while back, right?
Yes. I wrote it right when Trump was running for the Republican nomination.
Yeah.
And I wrote it as a joke because I thought it'd be funny, President Trump. Like, the idea of people being so overcome by fear that they turn to a TV star, reality TV star / billionaire that milks money out of, you know, the average person,
yeah,
to be their president. So I was like, this is hilarious. This would never happen. But
it was supposed to be ironic.
It was supposed to be a joke.
And now it's a really scary, haunting song.
Now it's a scary, haunting, real reality. But, you know,
you guys in Back to the Future 2 predicted it.
Right.
It's our fault.
We're blaming you.
I know.
We're blaming you. No, but it's a really great song, and you have a new album people can check out, and they can also see you guys on Friday with a band from California showed up here in the studio as well, and they'll be playing at Chelsea's as well, right?
Yeah, they're going to open for us at Smoke and Barrel on Friday, and then Chelsea's on Saturday.
Let's have them introduce themselves real
quick. This is the Rainbow Girls, right? What's your names?
Hey, y'all.
Hi.
Hello.
What's your names? We got three of them, right?
I'm Caitlin.
Yeah. Aaron. And Vanessa May.
Do they say y'all in San Francisco?
Yes, they do.
They do. They do now.
Okay.
It's made it.
It's arrived.
We made it.
We made it, y'all.
You all have been in Arkansas for a bit. Y'all have been in Arkansas for a bit. How's it going here in Northwest Arkansas? How do you like it?
It's great.
Yeah. You looking forward to the Eureka thing, the Eureka scene?
Oh, yeah.
Have they warned you about the place?
I didn't warn them.
There's no, it's not like
about
Oakland. There's nothing to warn them.
About the bomb threats. No around the area. Joel.
Mentioned, we're like, we're playing in Eureka Springs, and people are like, oh.
Right.
Love it.
Well, you're going to see it. You're going to see, and you'll know what it's
all
about.
Yeah, then you'll know what that's about.
Right. But Smoke and Barrel on Friday as well, and that's a great venue, too.
Yeah, it's a cool little spot. We went earlier this week to, what was it? Ann and Joel had some friends that were playing a bunch of tunes from the 40s. Public Domain. The songs that belong to everybody in this here world. It was really nice. Got to check out the venue. The people that were hosting everybody there were really sweet. So I look forward to going to hang out.
Very cool. And this is your first time in Northwest Arkansas, right?
Yes, it is.
Are you all planning on traveling other places? Where are you all headed?
Yeah, we're going to New Orleans after we part ways with Anna and Joel, which will be a very sad day,
but then
we'll go to New Orleans, so it'll be a happy day. And then we're joining our friends, the Brothers Comatose, on their Frostbite tour, which will be a very cold 3 weeks up in Montana and Idaho and Washington and Oregon.
And Colorado. Oh, well, at least you
and
got
Utah. It.
All the ski towns.
Safe space in Colorado.
In
that's good.
March.
We'll be cold.
Well, we all get to check it out on Friday at Smoke and Barrel. You can get there early. I'm checking this one out, guys. I'm making the rare trip out to Dixon Street to check this one out and getting some crowd to go as well. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about these both of these bands, and we're going to listen to the Rainbow Girls right now. What's the name of this tune?
It's called It's All Right, and this song is featuring Anna and Joel.
Oh, okay.
And our song was featuring the Rainbow Girls as well.
Oh, it was? Okay.
We're starting a super band called Handmade Rainbows Music. The McGees.
The Rain Jobs.
The Rain Jobs. Right. The Rainbow Jobs.
We'll keep on working on the name. We'll figure that out. The music sounds great, though. You're going to love it, and you're going to love it on Friday live at Smoke and Barrel. Thanks for hanging out, guys.
Thank you.
Have a beer and kick it for a bit. We'll listen to some live music here from Handmade Moments, doing a little bit of help here with the Rainbow Girls for this song. It's on 3B Radio. It's New Rock, 104.9 The X.
Taking off and landing, turbulence has got you turning.